This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Kids love fairy tales, there's no doubt about it. But sometimes the best stories are actually real life ones. Last year, Angela Buckingham released a book called Powerful Princesses, telling the incredible stories of 10 real life princesses from throughout history. She's just released a follow-up called Courageous Queens, and it tells more incredible tales of some of the ruling monarchs from time past. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Ali. How are you doing?
We're good. But tell me why this series, you know, like so much of published history has been written by men and about men. Why did you think it was important to learn about these women?
Well, for one thing, with support like I had from Hope Radio and the community, a lot of people read Powerful Princesses and I got great feedback, and actually that there's hunger for those sort of stories, that people love imagining what it would have been like to be at that moment in history, on that battlefield, part of that intrigue, you know, smuggling, doing revolutions, innovating, all the great things that have happened in our past. And to put children in those moments actually gives them a sense of what's possible.
Were you always a history buff, or how did you come across these women, these stories?
I am a history buff. I love history, but it actually started, as you said, as a kid, I loved fairy tales, and I grew up on the traditional Snow White, Cinderella, and I know that we've spoken before about how princesses are portrayed in those stories, but queens get an even worse deal. You know, a queen in a fairy tale has a poison apple, you know, is always looking in the mirror. She's by definition an evil stepmother. There aren't many positive role models of women in power in those traditional tales. But those traditional tales do have a great structure, and they do have a lot of scope for imagination. So what if we take that storytelling tradition and apply it to real women?
Who was your favourite courageous queen from the book?
Oh, I still don't have a favourite. I love Nzinga because I think she, in some ways, was the most cunning and humorous of the queens. Like, she used a sense of comedy to get what she wanted. Lakshmi Bai was probably the bravest queen. She died on the battlefield a couple of weeks after the story I tell, when she was saving her adopted son. Queen Elizabeth is in there, Queen Elizabeth I. And in our culture, she probably is still the archetypal queen. Yeah, there's so many great queens. Kali Namat from Java is a queen who I think all Australians should know about. She was a pivotal queen in the battle for the Malacca Straits against the Portuguese and Dutch, history that I didn't know about until I started researching these queens. No, I don't have a favourite. I love them all. There are some actually, they're not all necessarily good. They're all interesting, but I would premise some of them. We don't learn about Napoleon because he's good, or Henry VIII because he's good, or, you know, Genghis Khan because he was good. They were fascinating, and I'd say that some of these women are in that category too. Very interesting, but perhaps women we should all know about, but perhaps not emulate.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, because you did decide to include stories about some women who show traits that we don't necessarily want our kids to emulate. Why do you think that's still important?
I think that when we tell stories, we look for understanding. The world is a complex place. Why do people make the decisions they do? Why do people carry some of the hatreds they carry? Why do people do things that aren't fair or ethical? Or, you know, they're big questions. And you may say, can an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old process those sort of questions? Well, I would say yes, they can. And if we want them to be able to deal with those complexities in life, one of the ways that we can start helping them have those skills is to do it through storytelling. And there are a couple of stories in this book which I think are ethically quite complex, but I am always impressed how children get to the nub of the ethical issue, and children have a great sense for what's right, wrong, fair, how to deal with those sorts of issues, and it's exciting to talk to kids about that sort of stuff.
So who is this book going to resonate most with? What age? Girls, boys, everyone?
So I wrote it for children aged 8 to 12 who are interested in history, love good stories. And my editor came back to me a few weeks ago and she said, no, Angela, it's 8 to 80. We're getting so much great feedback that lots of people have never heard of these fabulous women, and people who are reading to their kids are finding they love the book themselves. So, yes, 8 to 80 is now the official line. It's the book for people 8 to 80.
Oh, well, we just love how you bring history alive in this way, you know, make it so interesting for young ones to engage with and to learn about these women that otherwise would go unheard of, you know, these stories. So thank you. Courageous Queens, it's out now. You can find more of Angela's work at her website, angelabuckingham.com. Thank you so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Ali. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.